You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet and live on Radio CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff.
Which is a big hit on the NBC network, Mr. Don Rickles.
Frank, may I say publicly to you,
yes.
Is the bomb of the year. Dick Haynes would have had a turnout. It's all over, Frank. I know you don't like to hear that. It's gone. To my black brothers, Red Fox, Cliff Wilson, the one to Page. Sorry.
Thank you.
I want you folks at home to watch these animals in a punk rock club. Let's see it, Hoshi, for God's sake. I can't believe it.
In the middle of the 20th century in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic.
Perfect day as far as I'm concerned. But I would like for you to get together with me right now and let's give credit where it's really due. First of all, a big hand for a great man. Mr. Paul Shelley and the boys in the band. How about it? Thank you very much. And while you're at it, don't stop now. Another big hand for four swinging young chicks. And I mean four swinging young ladies. Some of the greats in the business, the Helen Way singers. How about it? Last but not least, and that's for sure, my man. Everybody's got a man. This was mine. One of the greats of yesterday, today, and also tomorrow. My idol, a big hand for Mr. Sock. Oliver, how about it? May you always be happy as I when I simply say, well, it was you who made this my perfect night and the
we'll be right back. The Phillies.
Mike Douglas.
Good Times.
Cotter.
Barney Miller.
Star Trek.
The movies.
On Channel 17.
It's one hit after another.
Weeknights at 5 and 6. Channel 17's got the class. Welcome back, Cotter.
She loves me.
What happened to She Loves Me Not?
The odds is better this way.
Welcome back, Cotter, at 5 and at 6 on Channel 17.
17, the great entertainer.
Friday.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Horshack's getting married and the Sweathawks throw a stag party on a special one-hour Cotter.
When you drop some acid, the whole world becomes clear to you, like an open book.
I've got news for you. It would take more than LSD for me to understand what's wrong with the whole world, or even our local politics. Honey, you may think that you know things when you're up, but you can't really know any more than you already knew before you took the LSD.
You may have feelings with LSD about what you know, feelings you've never felt before. But you could never know if you haven't learned yet.
now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to the floor the young lady that recorded the record that was so dirty, so rough. This record was so rough that you wouldn't even let your own mother-in-law listen to it. This was the type of record that you would take in the toilet and play it. Take two rolls of toilet tissue with you so you can wipe out what you don't like. So with a big round of applause, let me bring her to the floor. Now it is none other than the queen of comedy, LaWanda. Bring her to the floor, LaWanda.
Is about Adam and Eve. Amen. Now, we all know about Adam and Eve. Amen. Now, Adam was the first man, and Eve was his wife. Right. And they lived in a garden. Well. And they led a happy life. Yeah. Now, how many of y'all out there leading a happy life tonight? It ain't too many out there leading a happy life. Because when you can't get them food stamps and your belly hungry, you ain't happy. I ain't never seen a hungry, happy motherfucker. But Adam, he ate other apples, and so they couldn't remain. So they moved to a garden, huh? And they started raising Cain. Yes, brothers and sisters, they moved to the garden, and they started raising Cain. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell it like it T.I. is. Yes, brothers and sisters, you know when you get out there in the suburbs, it's out in the country, you know. Ain't nothing out there but the birds and the bees and the weeds. All you got to do is listen to the birds and smoke the weed. Quite agree. Right on. And the psychiatrist, they confirmed it and said it was just brotherly. Yeah. Now you know how it is, brothers and sisters, when two brothers and sisters get to fighting, right, them motherfuckers fight to kill. Yeah. But damn right, honey, they go at your ass with blood. Yeah. You better damn believe it, baby. Honey, they don't fight like they're fighting a stranger. Yeah. Honey, they fight to kill, baby. Yeah, baby. And they said it was brotherly. But that's a damn shame when two brothers get to fight. But I'm going to tell it like it is. Now, one day, Cain got angry and somehow lost his head. And he took out his Colt revolver and he shot Abel full of lead. A dirty motherfucker. Shot his brother down in cold blood. But I'm going to get on down here in the scripture little taste, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell it like it T.I. is. Now, Methuselah got real famous, huh? And that son of a bitch refused to die. Motherfucker, when you going to croak their ass? Oh, and he answered, by and by. But when they pressed him for a date, huh? Methuselah whispered hush, huh? And laughing, ha-ha. Yes, he was laughing, ha-ha. He laughed through his whiskers, and he said, what the fuck is the rush? Now, you know, brothers and sisters, you don't want to rush to do a damn thing. You don't want to rush to get your pussy sucked. You don't want to rush to get your pussy fucked. You don't want to rush and do a damn thing. And you know you don't want to rush and die. So Methuselah had a point there, brothers and sisters. Now I'm going to get on down here in the scripture a little bit. Now, Sister Dixon, would you get up and pass the scotch around? Right on. Yeah, pass it around, Sister Dixon. Yeah, pour me a double shot mixed with gin. I want to feel the spirits in here tonight, brothers and sisters. I want y'all to drink up so you can feel the spirits. How are we going to feel it? Yeah, hey, going to feel the spirit tonight, baby. Give me that little taste over here because my throat getting dry. We're going to feel the spirits here tonight. Thank you, brother. Now Moses was a wise old bird who knew some fancy tricks. And the jumbos tried some phony stuff, but Mo told off those pricks. Old Pharaoh did pursue him, and the Israelites did flee. Yes, brother, said them motherfuckers was running. Honey, they was trying to get away from Pharaoh, honey. Baby, they flee, baby. Amen. But Moses hexed them bastards and drowned them in the sea. Hex did, brothers and sisters. He burned the cows on their ass. Yeah. He put the drinks on them, brothers and sisters. Now I'm going to tell you like a T.I. is. Now Joshua was a jazz cat, the greatest ever born. And the walls of Jericho, brothers and sisters, fell down when he blew upon his horn. Now, how many of y'all out there can blow up on your horn? It ain't too damn many can blow up on your own horn, can you? If you want to blow your horn, brothers and sisters, you need a friend. You're damn right you need a friend. Because a friend in need is a friend indeed. Yes, brothers and sisters. Yes, brothers and sisters. You got to have a friend if you want to blow your horn. Whoa, whoa. Brothers and sisters. Now, Samson was a strong boy who licked each kid at school. Yeah, he whooped their asses. That's what he did. He whooped their asses, honey. And Samson whipped the Philistines with a jawbone of a mule. But along came Delilah and acting on a hunch. Yeah, she shaved off Samson's hair and that son of a bitch lost his punch. Yes, brother, since you know when you ain't got no hair, you ain't got no strength. That's how come you see these cats wearing these big bushy naturals now, brothers and sisters, because they want to have strength. And if you think that son of a bitch ain't strong, you take that motherfucker, put him in bed with night, and fuck him right good and see how strong he is. Oh, I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is. Yeah. Now, David was a shepherd boy, his mother's pride and joy. And he bought himself a slingshot, a harmless little toy. And along came Goliath. Go fuck you, David said. Yes, brothers and sisters, and he picked up a cobblestone and he fucked up Goliath's head. Woo! Can I get an amen for the head? It's bad when you get your head fucked up. You're damn right. You don't want to get your head fucked up, brothers and sisters, because you might have to use your head. You never know, brothers and sisters, when you're going to have to eat a little pussy. Now, I'm going to tell you about Elijah, brothers and sisters. Now, Elijah was an astronaut. You talk about the astronauts of today, but they ain't shit compared to Elijah. Elijah was an astronaut, a very clever flyer. And he winged his way into heaven, brothers and sisters, in a chariot of fire. Yeah. Yes, brothers and sisters, I can see Elijah going on up to heaven in that chariot of fire. Whoa, but when he reached the pearly gate, St. Peter began to frown. He said, look here, motherfucker, take your black ass down. Woo! Tell it like a T.I. is. Yeah. Now, Jeremiah was a whaler, and he cried all night and day. Uh-huh. And he cried and cried and he cried and cried. Uh-huh. And he cried his eyes away. And they asked him, what you crying for? And he grabbed his handkerchief. He said, the worst, dear friend. Yeah. Oh, the worst, dear friend. Yeah. Oh, the worst, dear friends, has happened. Oh, my pecker won't get stiff. Woo! Now you know you're in bad shape when your pecker don't get stiff. Yeah. You got to keep that pecker stiff, because you might have to eat that pussy. Because any time that pecker ain't stiff, you're going to have to eat that pussy. And everybody can't eat that pussy, because everybody ain't able. And if you don't want to eat that pussy, you better try to keep your pecker stiff. Now John was a Baptist, huh? And his head was hot as fire. Woo, he had a hot head, can you dig it? Woo, and he stuck his tongue out at the lawn and filled the bitch with desire. Woo, yes, brothers and sisters, She wanted some of Johnny's head. Yes, because she knows Johnny had a good head. Yes, brothers and sisters. Johnny had a good head. You're damn right, brothers and sisters. Hell, Johnny could suck the wind out of a cyclone. And Johnny boy who wouldn't get into bed. So Johnny lost that piece of pussy and also lost his head. A crazy motherfucker. Now I'm gonna tell you about Paul, brothers and sisters. Now Paul was a salesman who traveled far and wide. But though he was a bachelor, he never went for hide. No, didn't want to fuck. Didn't want to fuck. No, he didn't want no pussy. No, Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is. He scorned every female and preached that sex was out. Yeah. And it was all because Paul's Peter was affected with the gout. Yeah. I sure am. Now I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, about Sister Bessie. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about Sister Bessie, because this is too damn good to pass. I'm going to tell you about Sister Bessie and her pile driving ass. Yes, brothers and sisters, she was the pride of Lenox, around 125th, and she kept herself clean, and she never once caught the sieve. Now, any girl can take them big, but Bessie could take them bigger. Yeah, she had a big pussy, mother. Yes, brothers and sisters, and she sent out her challenge, to every young nigga. Yes, she wanna fuck them all. So she sent out a challenge, baby, to all the young niggas, brothers and sisters. Oh, brothers and sisters, for years it was like that, And Bessie out on the street, until she met Brother Harold and his powerful meat. Yes, yes, brothers and sisters, can I get an amen for the meat? Oh, Brother Harold had some powerful meat. Yeah, brother, he had that black power. Can you dig it? With the purple head. Woo! That's a good one, sister. Can you dig it? Oh, brother, sister, I'm going to get on down here and tell you about it. Oh, brother, sister, he had heard about Sister Bessie, but she didn't know it, And she gasped when she saw it, and the bitch choked trying to blow it. That's a big motherfucker. Can't blow that motherfucker. That motherfucker too goddamn big. Indeed, she was endowed, And Bessie was sure enough thrilled, And when he mounted her ass, Her gaping hole was filled. Yes, it was, brother and sister. He had enough dick to fill a bitch's hole, brother and sister. And he humped, And she pumped, But the bitch met every stroke, Yeah, brother and sister, And she took the whole shaft, Right down to the poke. Can you dig it, brother and sister? Yes, brothers and sisters, And farting and groaning, Like two dogs in heat, And Bessie's marvelous ass, Worked her hair of slamming meat. Yes, brothers and sisters, she's throwing that pussy on him. Throw it on him, brothers and sisters. That's what you got to do. Can I get an amen for his pussy? Oh, brothers and sisters, And Brother Harold say, bring on them cock, you ignorant smut, and I'll show you bastards, how a real pro fuck. Yes, brothers and sisters, he gonna show them how to fuck professionally. Yes, brothers and sisters, the motherfucker had a license to fuck. Yes, brothers and sisters, and if you're gonna fuck the way I'm trying to tell you to fuck, you got to get a license. Yes, brothers and sisters, because if you ain't got a license, your ass liable to go to jail. But you got to have a license to fuck the way Brother Harold fucked. Yeah, brothers and sisters, can I get an amen for the fucking? Yeah. Well, we're going to get on down here into the scripture little tape. Yes, brothers and sisters, I and T.I. is. Now, Sister Betty, she strut down the street high in tight capri slacks, huh? And that showed off her muscles, huh? And all of her cracks. Now, how many of y'all walk down the street in them tight slacks and showing off all your pussy? That's what you're supposed to do, sister. Show them motherfuckers your pussy. Make them want it, baby. That's what you got to do, baby. Yes, brothers and sisters. And she wore a sweater so flimsy, huh, that fit her real tight, huh? And her veins and her nipples was there in plain sight. Can you dig them nipples sticking out there, brother? Yeah, brother, I know you can dig them nipples. Oh, brothers and sisters. And when she saw a man that she thought had some dough, huh? She sneak up coolly, you know, and she put on a show. Can you dig it, brothers and sisters? See, that's the way you got to do. You got to capture that motherfucker, see? You don't let that motherfucker know you want the pussy right then, you know. Act like you ain't gonna give it to him. Make that motherfucker beg for the pussy. Can I get an amen for the pussy? Brush her buns up against the guy's legs, and she had that stud panting, and like a dog, that motherfucker would beg. Yeah, brother, so he'd be begging for the pussy. Yeah, you got to make him beg for the shit, sister. You're damn right, don't give it all to him at once. Yeah, brother, just hold back a little bit. Oh, brothers and sisters, honey, then she would slyly stay her feet. Yes, brothers and sisters, and the John would dig. And if he had any cash, huh, and then they could frig, huh? But not a word between them, brothers and sisters, not a damn word. They didn't say a damn thing. Not a word between them, huh, the whole night passed. Huh, just a sloshing was heard, huh, as he rammed that bitch's big ass. Woo! Get an amen for the ass! Yes, brothers and sisters, and then in through the window, huh, the sun rays did probe, huh, and this big peck of Harold, huh, still failed to unload. Yes, brothers and sisters, motherfucker hadn't come yet. You know how it is when you get with motherfucker, it's hard to make him come. You know how it is, brothers and sisters. Oh, brothers and sisters, but Bessie was worried, brothers and sisters, and wondering what she had done, huh? That failed. Yeah, she thought she had failed, huh? She thought she had failed to help Harold, huh, to get off his gun. So she tried every trick for him to get his cookie, huh? Cause all this fucking, huh, was hard on her nookie. Yes, brothers and sisters. You know, when you got a fucking son of a bitch double time, it's hard on your pussy. You're damn right, brothers and sisters. Oh, brothers and sisters. But sister's best cunt was aching, huh? But she stayed on the pace. Yes, brothers and sisters, she stayed on the pace. She fucked that motherfucker. Yes, brothers and sisters. And she was covered with sweat, huh? From her ass to her face. Yes, brothers and sisters. And slowly withdrawing it, huh? Just up to the head. He just draw it right up to the head. You know how it is? We just get the head up. Now, I done told you about the virgin women. Now, I'm going to tell you about the virgin men. Some of you cats think you're virgin, but all of you ain't virgins. Now, two cats was out, huh, just doing the town and flashing their money, huh, and they offered 20 bucks to a hoe just to let them view her cunny. Yes, brothers and sisters, now you know if they had 20 bucks to offer to a bitch just to look at the pussy, they had some money. Yes, brothers and sisters, and they looked at it with delight, huh? Stark naked and provoking, huh? And they paid the money for the sight, yeah, huh? The touching and the stroking. Huh? And now, said the brazen little slut, huh? Give me $10 more, huh? And I'll let your dick in my pussy, huh? As far as you can go. Yes, you're gonna let him on down in the pussy, sister. You're damn right, honey. So she took the tall cat by the arm, and she said, I'll guide it with my hand, huh? And the son of a bitch shot off, huh? Before he reached the promised land. Yes, brothers and sisters. And the second cat, brothers and sisters. and sisters, huh, was moving on in, huh, and she gently touched his thing, huh, and stroked it lightly with her fingers, huh, and his dick sputtered zing. Yeah, she sensed both cats were let down, huh, and no fucking yet had been spent. Well, said the hoe, you both did right. Hell, you know the day started, Lynn. Now, I want to lead us in a little song. I'm going to say the words, and y'all sing the song.
Go ahead.
All right. On top of old Rachel.
On top of Rachel.
All covered with sweat.
All covered with sweat.
Been fucking for hours.
Been fucking for hours.
And haven't come yet.
And haven't come yet.
Can I get an amen, buddy? Come.
Comedy, the wonder, give a great round of applause. How about that?
That does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet and live on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We were just listening to the profane comedy stylings of LaWanda Page, best known to white audiences for her work on Sanford and Son as Red Fox's sister. LaWanda Page, this LP titled Preach On, Sister, Preach On. I hope you enjoyed that. Before LaWanda Page, Preach On, Sister, Preach On. Oh, and I should mention that LP from 1974. Before that, the People's Court theme in its entirety, probably the best song in the world. Before we heard the People's Court theme song, we listened to a strange amalgamation, a high school stage band medley of TV themes, at least that's what it sounds like, of Welcome Back, Cotter, Laverne and Shirley, and Happy Days, off an LP called 77, Super Sounds of the 70s. And on the LP, it's got a very sort of industrial look to it. It has a U.S. postage paid sort of postcard on the back to Trenton, New Jersey. I guess it was mailed out to radio stations, and it says on the cover, BBI is pleased to present its instrumental catalog for 1977, featuring new arrangements by Bob Loudon, Jerry Nowak, and Bill Holcomb. Your BBI sound sampler contains an LP record containing new arrangements in the BBI concert band series and stage band series. Doesn't really explain what this is for, but it's a weird, sort of very brown office-looking LP. 77 Super Sounds of the 70s. Before that, we heard the theme song to the TV show Ironside, starring Raymond Burr. Composed by Quincy Jones, this version performed by Henry Mancini and his orchestra off his LP Big Screen, Little Screen from 1972, Ironside. Before that, we heard a track called At the Carnival by the Blackbirds off the soundtrack to the motion picture Cornbread, Earl and Me, which was Lawrence Fishburne's film debut, 1977. That was preceded by The Foundations, best known for their hit Baby, Now That I've Found You. Off the LP of the same name, we heard a track called Just a Little While Longer on Universal Records, 1968, The Foundations. Before that, some lounge from Les Baxter, his track Atlantis off the Capitol Records LP, Kaleidoscope. Before Les Baxter, another sort of loungy song by a woman named Ina Bega, a church organist. Her LP, The Happy Hammond, doing covers of Lennon McCartney compositions, and we heard From Me to You by Ina Baga, a British LP from the late 1960s. Before that, we heard Wild Thing by the Baroque Inevitable, as arranged by legendary producer John Simon over at Columbia Records, and that's the label that this LP is on, the Baroque Inevitable. Before Wild Thing, we heard Ba 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 by the Supremes off their LP Reflections, also from the late 60s, obviously on Motown. And we started off the show today with a song from Breakfast at Tiffany's, Mr. Yunioshi, the sound accompaniment for Mickey Rooney's racist turn in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's, composed by Henry Mancini. That does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We're going to leave you now with a track by The Hollies of their great LP, Love and Flowers, Capitol Records, 1968. Put yourself in my place.
So you gotta put yourself in my place. I don't wanna lose face.
off into space.
Man, that takes real teamwork. And here's a team of junior spacemen with an out-of-this-world breakfast that teams up V8 juice and Cheerios for flavor and energy. What a treat! A flavorful glassful of refreshing V8 juice and Cheerios with power protein, plus vitamin B1 for go power. And now, here's a special out-of-this-world free offer. This moon rocket kit, both a toy and an exciting game. First, blast off. It separates in midair and lands two spacemen on a moon map. You get this wonderful game only through this free offer. Send your name and address and one V8 label plus one box top from these specially marked packages of Cheerios, Kix, or Frosty-O's to Moon Rocket Kit, Mount Vernon 10, New York. Get Campbell's V8 cocktail vegetable juice with any one of these Big G cereals.
Here goes the new thing.
Scatterburn.
Do just a little bit. Get just a little bit.
Scatterburn. Scatterburn.
Put the shape on top. If that's where you need it.
Scatterburn. Scatterburn.
Try something new. Be a brand new you.
Scatterburn. Scatterburn.
You can even do this. It's a perm that doesn't show.
Scatter perm, scatter perm.
And it's all so easy. It's all in the book that comes with Scatter Perm. Get just what you want, just where you want it with Scatter Perm. The just what you want, just where you want it perm.
Scatter perm, scatter perm.
It's the new thing.